Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.
Welcome to True Crime To Go. What can I get for you?
It's been a while since I've had a good missing persons case, so I'd like a large one of those, please.
Pull up to the second window, and we'll see you next crime.
Welcome to True Crime To Go. I am John, here with Jamie. How's life treating you, man? Merry Christmas.
Things are good, buddy. Yeah, Christmas was, I think, last week. So Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year. I can't keep my time straight.
We're recording this way before. I think it comes out on the 30th.
All right. Well, guys, I hope you had a great Christmas. I hope you have an even better 2023. But with that said, we have a true crime story in 10 minutes or less. Jamie, why don't you get the ball rolling?
On October 22nd of 2020.
A year we all live to forget.
Yeah, there was a lot going on for sure. That was, I don't know, 7 or 8 months into quarantine. 14-year-old girl named Kaylee was reported missing in West Point, California. And that's about 70 miles east of Sacramento. Kaylee had been given permission to spend a few nights at her friend's house. But when her mom came to pick her up, the friend said that she had already left and headed home and they didn't know exactly where she was. So as she should have, the mom reported Kaylee missing and an official case was opened. The police interviewed the folks at the house where Kaylee had been staying. They searched that house. They also interviewed Kaylee's family. But at this point, there was no evidence of foul play and really no signs to where Kaylee might be in this initial investigation.
A little over a week after the initial report, police received some new information. They went and asked for a search warrant to search the home one more time. Again, this is the home where Kaylee had spent the night for a few days before being reported missing. The warrant was served on October 30th. The occupants of the home met police in the yard and insisted that Kaylee was not inside. After a lengthy search, they found Kaylee in the home. She was hiding deep within the corners of two adjoining closets. And she was covering herself in clothes and really trying not to be found.
Police also found a trap door that led underneath the house, and it was dirt underneath the house. It was just kind of a normal crawl space. There they found some old towels that seemed to be used for bedding, and they found Kaylee's phone. She had been staying in this home the entire time, hiding from her family and getting the family that was helping her hide to lie for her. Jose Tino Copacurco, age 34, Isaiah Haggard, age 20, and his mother, Annie Pearl Abernathy, who is 41, were all arrested and charged with providing false information to a peace officer and contributing to the delinquency of a minor. Haggard and Abernathy were also charged with felony child endangerment. Haggard and Abernathy were being held on $100,000 bail each, where Jose was booked and released with a citation for misdemeanor charges. So, first question here, does it matter why she was hiding? Should that change these circumstances at all?
She was a minor, so no, not really. Like, if there was foul play or something going on at her home, there's a proper way to report that and initiate, like, if there was something going on and they wanted to help her, they could have reported that and officially become her home, like through the system. So, no, what they did was not okay.
Detective Stark of West Point Police Department said, "I don't think it matters what she was doing. The suspects in this case failed her at every turn. They could have gotten her help. They took advantage of a 14-year-old girl." Going back to the charges, providing false information to a peace officer, yes. Contributing to the delinquency of a minor and felony child endangerment. Do you feel like these are appropriate?
Absolutely. Yeah, she was a 14-year-old girl. Her parents had no idea where she was. If she was 18 years old and could legally consent to running away from home, and yeah, she can do that, but not as a 14-year-old.
Do you see a lot of cases of runaways or people getting in trouble for their child missing in these situations?
Not as often as you would think. It's, sometimes when they're older like that, they do come into the system if they have a lot of behaviors like that, but they don't often, I don't often work with them right. directly.
Now, yeah, they do sometimes. If it happens more often than we think, and maybe it's just not reported, because I remember growing up, the big thing for every little TV show that we watched was a kid running away from home and coming back later that day. And I wonder how often they go to a friend's house. I would think, hope that most parents would take the side of, I'm a parent. I can't imagine what this other parent is feeling. Let me contact them.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, you have a 14-year-old. I have a 13-year-old. Could you imagine them going to each, like, let's say my kid goes to your house and you hide my kid out and don't tell me? Like, we're going to have words, friend.
And that was the outrage here, is why Annie Abernathy, who was a mother to Isaiah Haggard, how could she do this to another mother? And I could see a scenario where you convince yourself that you're keeping somebody safe if she believed that Kaylee was in an abusive situation. But still, I can't fathom the idea of I'm hiding somebody else's kid.
Yeah.
And they don't know where they are. They don't know whether she's safe or not. Couldn't live with that.
Yeah. I mean, you want to help, but there is, again, a better way. Call police. Call child abuse hotline. Tell them what's going on, and then legally, if there is something there, you can be awarded custody of that child to help them out.
Thankfully, everybody ended up being safe in this situation, but there has been no conclusion, and they haven't been officially sentenced yet, so we'll see what comes from this, but just thankful that Kaylee is okay and that this did not turn out to be much worse. Guys, we really appreciate it. This has been another crime story in 10 minutes or less.
Would you like crime with that?
You've listened to True Crime Cast, distributed by Stoveleg Media. Check out Stoveleg.com to find out more about your hosts and to find other podcasts to listen to. Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.